From the annals of the throbbing history of the West, the daring courage, conquest, and achievement of frontier fighters. Hand in hand with the brilliant record of covered wagon and stagecoach in spanning the continent goes the glorious epic of the Wells Fargo Express. The Indian, by 1854, was no longer the greatest menace to the stagecoach driver. Instead, hundreds of miles of desert and mountain were infested by highwaymen. 25 miles from San Francisco, an old Concord coach with 8 passengers, a driver, guard, and a treasure chest was thundering down a narrow mountain road. Driver and guard were complimenting themselves on 2 things.
Hey, get along, Abt. Hey, get on. Sure spinning along this trip, ain't we, Sam?
Yeah, Bill. Looks like I ain't gonna have no use for this shotgun I've been holding across my knees ever since we left the mine.
Ain't that horse flesh at its best for you? Just look at the 6 of them go spanking along there.
Hey, Bill. Look. Coming right at us. Hey.
Hold up on the fire. Hold up. We got you covered.
Well, I'll be.
Put down your gun, Sam.
Oh, boy.
Throw out your treasure chest. Throw it out.
But are we going to be held up?
You are held up. Come on, all of you. Pile onto the coach.
Yeah, here's your treasure chest. A good haul this time. There's $25,000 in it.
3 of you search the passengers. You 2 tear up the cushions. Make sure no dust or nuggets are hidden.
Your voice is mighty familiar, mister. If your face matches that voice of yours, I'd say you were...
Shut your mouth or I'll get you...
...as their head and be in the Placerville before you know it.
Hear that?
Hear what?
Sharks.
Make anything out, Pete?
Can't see a thing, but I'm hearing it, too.
One more mile and we'll be at the top of the grade. And then if it's bandits, we can give them a run for it into Placerville. Come on, Bet. Come on, girl. Get on. Take anything out yet, Slim?
It's a party of men. And no pack mules with them. They're all cloaked.
Highwaymen, get ready to throw out your treasure chest, now. And not before I try and get to the top of this grade.
They're gaining on us.
I'd still like to let them have with both barrels. We got 8 ladies and 4 men in that coach.
Don't think I can make the top of the grade in time. Maybe I better slow down before they open fire. We got to think of our passengers.
Out! Hands up! Out!
Well, what's wanted?
Throw out your treasure chest!
Oh my God.
You there in the coach ain't got nothing to worry about as long as we get the dust in that box. And you don't pull a gun in the air, you can keep your personal valuables, too.
All right, here's the chest.
All right, men, break it open. There's supposed to be $50,000 in that. To some short, we'll know where it is and who's going to pay. With their lives.
I met up with you once before, mister. I reckon you're Rattlesnake Dick.
Oh, you dirty, low-down, murdering mongrel, you...
Shut up, or you'll get the same.
Sure got enough padlocks on this. There she comes now.
It's a good moon, light enough to see from it.
Well, I'll be... There's an iron chest inside this one. Keepers never get this open without blasting it.
Wells Fargo Express, huh? We'll have to remember to carry gunpowder with us next time. All right, 2 of you get that chest on my horse. Remember, anybody fires 1 shot and we'll come back and wipe you out. All of you. Now let's go.
Well, now we know who did the holding up. And as soon as we get into Placerville, we'll get a Wells Fargo posse out after that gang.
Well, we better all get back into the coach. We're going to streak it into Placerville. Come on. Get on. I'm quitting my job as driver for Wells Fargo and joining with the sheriff and the posse. Until we find Rattlesnake Dick and I'm avenged on him, personal. Figured, Sheriff, that it would take Rattlesnake and his gang some time to get gunpowder, blast the chest open. They'd be leaving some sort of a trail.
Hank, you're right. That iron chest is the thing that's going to hang more highwaymen than anything else. And most of the time, we're going to recover the treasure, too.
This is where we was held up.
Yeah.
Getting lighter all the time. Reckon we can pick up some sort of a trail.
I reckon we will. Here's the marks of the coach and your horses. And here's their horses. Whoa! Some of Rattlesnake's men went this way and some the other way. It's funny he should be dividing his party.
Sheriff, that was just to throw us off the track. They went off into the brush but came back into the road again down here. They all went off east. Must have been to their hideout.
All right, Dan, you take the lead. Everybody follow Dan.
Rein up, men. I hear voices.
Sounds like a whole passel of men.
Run for it and up the charge, Sam.
That's Rattlesnake. They're blowing up the iron treasure chest.
Steady your horses. There's going to be an explosion. Dismount, men. All on hands and knees through the sagebrush. When you're close enough to shoot, shoot to kill.
This sure enough is a hole.
I'll call out to Rattlesnake, and then you men start shooting, because they'll all do the same. Now, Rattlesnake Dick! Surrender in the name of the
Lake Dick.
Surrender in the name of the law.
Sheriff, I'm avenged on that critter. The country's rid of Rattlesnake Dick.
And Wells Fargo got their treasure back within 24 hours. Well, I reckon there'll be more respect now for Wells Fargo stagecoaches and for the law. The West, I hope, will be a mite safer for everybody that wants to come out to the last open frontier.
And so was established the reputation of Wells Fargo, a reputation that was to go down in history as having helped tremendously in making the West safe for the pioneers, for civilization. Each stage driver, every agent who guarded passengers and treasure chests were sworn servants of law and order. Each one a true frontier fighter of the Old West.